Blog Talk Radio.
Bringing you excellent entertainment from the king of DC media. Here's the Inside Acting Radio Show.
Good evening, ladies and gents. Tonight, my special guest is filmmaker Vigil Bose, the writer and director of the experimental short film Fall, which has won over 45 awards and numerous nominations from various international film festivals. The film, which focuses on the psychological trauma faced by undercover operatives on the return from high-risk American anti-insurgent operations, is now available on Amazon Prime in the U.S. and the U.K., and at realhouse.com. That's R-E-E-L. Vigil is from Kochi, Kerala, India, and since immigrating to the U.S., he has earned a degree in business administration from George Washington University's School of Business. He has a background in theater and as a director of photography. He is the owner of SLR Clicks Photography and Films, and Fall is his first film. Yes, indeed. So I see that Vigil is on the switchboard there, so I'm going to bring him on the air. Hi, Vigil. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, William.
Absolutely. So now Fall steps into the world of post-traumatic stress. So how did you make this film so authentic?
Well, I read a lot of news articles regarding the veterans serving the nation. And while growing up, I watched a lot of war movies. Maybe some of those exposure to what I saw on screen inspired me to make a film, something that touches on somebody who served the nation. And what if, you know, compared to any other individuals and their life is that right with extreme intrigue and ever-evolving danger, and they're constantly using their tactical and technical skills to stay ahead of the enemy. But the question is, how does their life change once they return home and started to settle down and, you know, start to lead a normal civilian life? Usually what happens is actually these individuals are strong-willed, and because of the technical skills, because of the training that they have, they stay ahead of the enemy. What if one out of thousands, and again, I'm looking at a greater, a large probability, one out of thousands or one out of 100,000, if any traumatic incident that happens to them, and when they return home, how does that traumatic incident affect them? And what if they become weak when they face the reality of what happened, what they faced in their professional line of duty? So Fall is an experiment in looking at that rare possibility. So maybe,
yeah,
that probably one of the reasons, maybe because of the exposure that I have with some folks that I know personally who happen to be in the military and Coast Guard, and some of my personal contacts that and the stories that they shared with me all inspired me to make this film. Maybe that's probably one of the reasons why that film looked more authentic to some folks.
That's awesome, man. So now you have a fantastic cast. You have, Jiju Nair as Michael Williams. Talk about how you found him.
When I started writing the screenplay for Fall, actually, I didn't know much about the industry. You know, I was very nervous in the field. Like I said, Fall is my first film. I didn't know a whole lot of people. and I had difficulty in reaching out to the talent pool. When I posted this ad, nobody responded to this ad. And then I know, okay, I'm not reaching out to the right folks. Then I reached out to my friend circle, and that's how I found few folks who responded to my audition call. And they came, and Jiju was one of them. By the way, I knew Jiju for a very long time, and he was one of the participants in the audition. And I had a friend of mine who was graduating from Brooklyn Film School help me with the casting, and she unanimously picked Jiju for this role because of his performance at the audition. And I knew that he could perform. However, I wanted an individual with a, you know, I had some characteristics in not only the performance, but also the physical characteristics of this character. Then I had a discussion with my casting director, and she said, okay, you can, sometimes, you know, it's very difficult to find the right talent, you know, with all the bells and whistles of the character that you're looking for. And this character, the film Fall, has to deliver, you know, performance-wise. And he has to be physically fit too. And if you watch the film, you know that actually, you know, there's a lot of running in the film. And he has to be physically fit, and as well as he has to deliver, he has to really perform. And this film used a lot of visuals and the power of silence I used the power of silence and the visuals to narrate the story. And to the best of my knowledge, Jiju delivered. And based on the feedback that we received from the film festivals and many folks that I personally know, that he did a good job.
Yeah. So, but now you got feedback. But I mean, I assume that you was able to watch him on video.
Come again, William. I didn't get the question.
I was saying that I'm assuming that you were able to see Jiju on video as well, right?
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. What were your first impressions?
When I watched him on the video, you're saying that actually when I watched him first time on the screen, right? When I
yeah.
Okay. Well, I like this performance.
Uh-huh.
I like this performance, and he was also nervous in the film acting from the film acting perspective. He has done quite a bit of theater works. Otherwise, he has never acted in a film. So from the novice, I think he delivered what this film wanted, what the film asked for. And in one of the shots, actually, we filmed at a railway station that... That's the first time that he gets that vision, a monstrous vision that somebody is chasing him. So he is trying to run away from it. And we have to film five times. And that marathon run, five times, and under a scorching heat, requires a lot more stamina.
Yeah.
I think absolutely salute him for that performance, and he did it. We actually had to shoot five times, and he delivered all five times with absolutely no problem at all.
That's great. So now you got to also talk about the rest of your cast, including Sinhu Nair.
Sindhu is a versatile, very talented actress. She has acted in a lot more short films than Jiju. She recently made her debut in a feature film. So she has more technical perfection than anyone that I auditioned for that role. And she was absolute. Actually, from a casting perspective, she was the perfect fit for that role. And again, she's also known to me through my friends, she's a good find.
Great. So what have audiences said to you about the film?
Well, see, I get mixed reactions. Some people praise a lot. Some people questioned me whether, you know, that also made me think whether I'm a filmmaker. But majority of them really inspired me to go out and make more movies. And they saw that we put a lot of effort in this film, being a novice in this field of filmmaking. And I didn't know a lot of things. And I had to learn a lot of things scratch. And we didn't have a lot of budget also. We have a very small budget for this film. And so I had to wear many hats, you know, being a writer, director, cinematographer, editor, sound, remixer, then colorist. So I wore many hats. So there are pluses and minuses. On the positive note, I could learn all these different areas. But on a negative note, you know, it takes a lot of energy and sleeplessness nights to make a film like this. So to answer your question, obviously, you know, the feedback was, you know, very, very welcome. So that inspires me, that excites me as a filmmaker.
Yeah, so now you talk about you wore a lot of different hats. So for you, what was the difference between being a director of a photography and actually being the actual director?
It's really hard because it's the first time I'm doing both. Being a cinematographer and being on the director, because these are two different specialty jobs. Luckily, I found a very good associate director. I explained everything about this film, and that person conceived this screenplay exactly how I wanted it to be. So I entrusted that person to do a good job while I was handling the camera. Otherwise, I could not have done this film. It's a very tough job to do both. Probably the next one, or maybe at least it's my dream to be just a director and have another person handle the camera so that I can focus more on that craft. And you know, that's my personal take on it.
Yeah. So you have to talk about your locations. Where did you shoot the film?
Locations. One of the hallmarks of the film is actually we filmed in 7 different beautiful locations within America and also 1 location in India. And I visited each location at least 4 or 5 times to understand the demography of locations, whether it is safe to shoot there. Even before I could put my talents in danger, because you know, we even shot in mountains, you know, that's all not safe area to film. So I had to visit at least 4 or 5 times in making sure that place is safe. And, you know, very, very fantastic locations, very, very beautiful locations. The first location that we filmed is in Sterling area, and actually closer to Fairfax in Virginia, Reston area. called Algonquin Park. It's a national park. That is where we filmed the opening shot of the fall. Then we moved to Point of Rocks, where and I like that the train, the metro station there. It's a, it reminds me of a Victorian style, you know, very old style metro station. And the railway track underneath the bridge, and on one side is a huge rock formation and the Potomac River flowing underneath. All provide a perfect ambience for a thriller film. So that was my second location. Third location was Cunningham State Park. That's another beautiful location. That's where we filmed the climax of the film. And a couple of other places also, one in Ashburn, another one in Maryland. Clarksburg, Maryland is another location that we filmed the climax too. And the opening shot, there is a huge fall that I filmed. That is in India. Because when I was looking for a skating waterfall, which I could not find here in the time frame that I really wanted to film. At that time, actually, I had to visit India, and then I reached out to my contacts there, and they took me to an exotic place there where I could really film the way I wanted.
Yeah, that's impressive that you were able to get all those shots. I mean, you had to do a lot of traveling to get those shots. I want to switch gears here and talk about distribution. So one of the places that you chose to put the film was Real House.
Right, Real House, actually, yeah. Again, distribution is very, very hard. Actually, again, I'm new to this area.
Yeah.
We tried to reach out to IndieFlex. We reached out to Seed and Spark. Uh-huh. That's another distribution. And the crowdfunding platform too. The IndieFlex didn't get back to us. I think probably they said they have a huge delay too. You know, I think they said a 3 or 4 or 5 months delay. Real House, again, it's a Canadian company based in Toronto, I guess. So when I explored Real House, it's a self-distribution platform. So you don't really need to go through a lot of qualifying process. If you have a good film and if you truly believe in your film, you could do self-distribution through Real House. And they've got all the platform they built in such a way that it provides all the tools to the filmmaker to market your film. So here the thing is actually that it's up to you to how far you want to take your film. Because in Amazon, when we distributed to Amazon, the only problem that I found is Amazon is only available in the U.S. and the U.K. So they don't let us let our film available in other markets. Because we got a lot of supporters in other European nations, and none of them could watch our film. So I thought, okay, I think Amazon is not the only platform that we want to put our film. So what other platform that we could post our film is my thought. And that's how I found out about Real House. And then I reached out to a few filmmakers within the industry and checked with them and how they feel about this company and their take on their distribution platform. They said again, they have not explored on the Real House platform, but from what they know about it, because I happen to know about Real House through Sundance Festival. There was a news post about their company and about their partnership with Sundance. It was Sundance and Warner Bros. Too. So Warner Bros. Actually, they did a pilot with this Real House in distributing some of their content through Real House. And it was a successful venture. That's how, that gave me confidence to explore that platform further to host our film. actually distribute our film to the world. Then I reached out to a couple more distribution also, but they haven't. They're yet to get back to me. One is based in UK actually. I think it's called Short Film TV, something to that actually. I have to go back to my email to get access that name. But again, it was hard. The journey, it was not smooth. The distribution journey was not smooth at all. Even though our film won many awards from in many international festivals, I thought the distribution would have been easier. But my experience has been just the opposite.
Yeah, distribution can be a challenge, I tell you. But you just have to keep plugging away. So, what other films are you looking at making?
Right now, I just finished filming. Actually, I'm working on two other short films as a director of photography. We finished filming a short, one of them, and the other one is happening the coming week. And after that, I will be working on a web series. Then I have a story that I really want to pursue too. My goal is to make a feature film in probably in a year or 2 years down the road. But before that, I really want to do something that I can use it as a pitch to companies, to production companies, to get some funding for my feature film.
Yeah. Okay. So, Vigil, it looks like we have a caller here. Let's see if they have a question. Okay. Number 661, we'll bring you on. And when I say you are on the air, go ahead and ask your question. If not, we'll just move on. So 661,
yep.
You're on the air. What's your question?
Yes. Good evening. Thanks for taking my call. I also live in the area. I live in Maryland. I just wanted to ask Vigil, you know, what inspired him to make the movie about fallen soldiers? You know, there's various, you know, other subjects, but this is don't get me wrong. I love, I respect, have the utmost respect for the soldiers and what they do for the country. But what inspired him to? Was there any personal connection with anyone from that field or what?
Yes, actually, I so many of my friends are serving the nation. It's not only in the United States as well as in, well, I was in India also, actually, some of my classmates now are in serving the country. And again, growing up, actually, I watched a lot of war movies. And I read a lot of news articles about military actions happening in several parts of the world. I also read about read a lot of news and novels regarding the anti-insurgent operations. And the
okay.
And again, one of the movies that influenced me is the Memento. That's a psychological thriller by Christopher Nolan. It's a beautiful film that got released in 2000, if I'm not wrong.
Okay.
This soldiers, again, actually, I was explaining early on, what if one out of 100,000, you know, faces, you know, what happens is reality. What happens when a traumatic incident happens to them? And when they fall victim to that traumatic incident, and when they come back home, they find it very difficult to cope with the reality because of what happened to them in the professional line of duty.
Okay.
And fall is an experiment at picking it that little vulnerability. What if that person becomes so vulnerable? You know, I heard about people talking about seeing visions about, you know, the past. When I wrote the story of this film, the protagonist is actually becoming a Moor in another country, and because of the genetic lineage, the other, actually his responsibility is to infiltrate a particular organization and find out more about what they do.
You know.
So, and in the end, his identity becomes exposed, and his family's security was at stake, and actually they, the other side, actually killed the entire family members of this person. That's how I wrote the story of Michael Williams. But I could not show every aspect of that in the film because it's a short film. So I took a very small segment of what he is currently going through due to the traumatic experience that he experienced in the line of his duty. And he is, it becomes very difficult for him to even sustain his life on a daily basis. You know.
Okay.
So the fall is just an experiment that, you know.
Okay.
It could be a rare possibility. You know. What if that happens? We cannot rule out that possibility. Usually these individuals are strong willed. What if that one out of that many became weak because of what happened to them?
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Okay, well, thanks for the call, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay, so we're getting near the end here. So I want to take a left turn into Bollywood. Have you been inspired by any Bollywood films?
Well, there are so many good movies that came out of Bollywood. Recently, I watched, it's more of a real story-based film called Dangal. And the hero of the film is Aamir Khan. He was nominated for Oscar for some of his movies here. That was basically, film is based on true events that happened. So there are a lot of other good movies coming out of Bollywood. And so when you ask me if it inspires me or not, but I watch all movies, and all movies in all different languages. Actually, growing up, I have a cousin, actually. He was also an avid movie fan. So he used to bring me, and back then we used to watch films on a video cassette, in a VHS player. So he used to bring me video cassettes of Chinese movies, Japanese movies. So I had this exposure of watching different language movies early on in my life. So there's so many movies that inspired me, not only Bollywood, and also the regional movies where I originally coming from, you know, Kerala. A lot of good movies coming from that region too.
Oh yeah. Okay, so what advice would you give those entering the world of video and photography?
I have got two advice. One is mainly for aspiring filmmakers who have never made any films and who are aspiring to make a film, waiting for the perfect moment. Actually, there is no perfect moment. The perfect moment happens when you really make a film. That is the most perfect moment. And second advice is basically for filmmakers who are already experienced and who has not really looked into the commercial aspect of how they can make it successful. I think in my experience, in whatever experience that I had, I found out that a filmmaker should also be an entrepreneur, you know, not only focus on the artistic side, but you should also look at the business side of filmmaking, without which it becomes an awful lot more harder to sustain your craft in the longer period of time. And when it comes to the photography, that's again, it's a specialty work. You have to develop that skill. You have to really see the art coming through of its experience. If you really put your heart into your craft, you can shine in that field, is what I think based on my experience. Because I could not have put a camera, I think, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And all I had is what I think it's a Kodak, what they call point and shoot, very small camera. I think I started with that. Then I graduated myself into digital photography back in 2013. Then I fell in love with it, and I'm a nature loving person. I go out and shoot so many pictures. That's Luckless is born out of that idea. And with the passion for nature photography. So if you do that on a daily basis, you can develop that craft.
That's right.
Go out and make more films. This is my advice. You should not wait for the perfect moment. The perfect moment will never happen until you make one.
There you go. Okay, so how can talent and crew find you?
Well, people can reach out to me by sending me an email, vigil@3ivisuals.com, or they can also find me on Facebook. We also have a Facebook page for 3i Visuals. I also have my Vigil Bose. I have a personal account on Facebook too. We have a Twitter page for 3i Visuals. We also available on Instagram with the same name, 3i Visuals. And there are multiple ways that people can reach out to me.
That's great. So, Vigil, it's been enlightening. I wish you much success with your many films.
Thank you so much, William. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Okay, have a great night.
Thank you. Good night.
All right, folks, remember to do something for your career every day and break a leg. Good night.
How would you like to get the inside scoop on the secret sauce of show business? Imagine being ahead of the pack when it comes to knowing how to land that part you crave in that film, play, or TV program. Listen to the Inside Acting Radio Show hosted by William Powell, the king of DC media, at blogtalkradio.com. Search Inside Acting.
Under the dark you pacify me, hold my breath. Take me down, I won't fight. Beat of my heart, you drum inside me. Somewhere my death makes a sound no one can find out.